All right, so my story. It's hard. So, I have a summer in my memory that if I were to give it a movie title, it would be Close Encounters of the Moose Kind. It's a summer from about 20 or so years ago when I was working as a fisheries technician for the Payette National Forest. And I literally had 11 close encounters with moose. And by close encounters, I mean within 10 feet or less. I don't have enough time to tell you about all 11, so I'm going to focus in on one that was particularly eye-opening for me. It was probably mid-August. I was at the end of my second 8-day hitch surveying Crooked Creek out in the Frank Church Wilderness. And my survey partner and I were on our way hiking to Cold Meadows to fly out the next morning. And we were reminiscing about the hitch and talking about the moose. So on that trip, we saw 3 moose already, 2 in which I had been snorkeling and surprised, a mama and a baby in a pool that were waiting. So we're talking about this and talking about all these things. And I was like, wow, we saw 3 moose. That makes 5 for me this summer. Wow, that's a lot. So as we're cruising along, we get into this section of the trail that had not burned in the 2000 fires. So what I remember is I remember all these lodgepole, I remember the grouse whortleberry and the smell of the berries. I remember hearing the creek but not seeing it. And my partner decided she wanted to take a break. And I was like, I'm gonna keep walking. I'm not taking this pack off till we get to Cold Meadows. It's just too heavy. So I keep walking, and that's what I was doing that summer. It was a summer that I was vying for every remote assignment possible, and when I wasn't working, I was out in exploring. I actually think I was probably trying to lose myself out in the woods. I'm pretty sure that was the summer of some heartache, some self-blame, some general early 30s angst of what am I doing with my life. So all the time that I'm out there trying to lose myself, I'm really just stuck right here in my head. So there I am, hiking, walking down the trail, head down in my quiet, not so quiet reverie of my mind, when I hear a noise. And I look up, and there it is. The biggest moose I've ever seen. Bull moose. I must have been so stuck in my mind because I was so close to this thing. I could see its nostrils moving in and out as it's breathing and sniffing and grunting. I'm dead in my tracks and my brain is just going like this. Oh shit, shit, what do I do? What do I do? Okay, do I make myself big and loud? Bear? Do I look it in the eye? Do I not look it in the eye? Do I be quiet? Do I just keep walking? And pretend like nothing's going on. Shit, my partner, am I gonna just make her fend for herself? So he makes the decision. He starts walking towards me. So I start walking backwards down the trail. I walk and I'm putting as many lodgepole pines between it and me, thinking with a rack like that, it'd have a really hard time moving real fast. So I get to this place where I feel like, okay, I'll see Jen as she's coming and I can just watch him for a while. And that's when it happened. I'm standing there just in awe of this creature. And it got really quiet. I could hear the stream. I could hear the moose probably eating grouse whortleberries. I could hear my own breathing, and it had really slowed down. It was so quiet and peaceful. And I realized I was present. There was no chatter in my mind in that moment. And then it was over. My partner came, we found our way around the moose, me talking to it the entire time. get up to Cold Meadows, fly out the next day, 2 more months of working, 5 more moose after that, 11 total. And it wasn't until much later, and I was recounting stories of all these moose, that a friend was asking me, so what's the medicine of the moose? What did that tell you? And I was like, what are you talking about? What did it tell me? I got to see 11 moose. She's like, well, what's the energy? You know, what's the medicine? And I was like, I don't know. So she handed me a book, I think it was called Medicine Cards or something, and I read the chapter on the moose, and this is what I remember, is that the moose comes from the north, which is the place of wisdom. And self-esteem is the medicine of the moose. And it's the power of recognizing when wisdom is used. And so I've thought about that, and I realized from this vantage point of now, looking back at that 20-ish year old self, is that that's really when my journey of building my own self-esteem began. I spent years letting go of self-effacement, of learning the quality of my qualities, and of really trusting that I do have something to share with this world, and that I do have wisdom, and the wisdom and knowledge of when to use it. Now, some friends have speculated that, you know, the moose were coming to like wake me up to this journey. I don't know that I believe in that. I think it was just kind of lucky and great to see 11 moose, although I don't know that they all had to be as close as some of them were. But what I will say is that I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that time and for getting to see them. And for the image that I have, because every now and then I find I still need a little bit of moose energy in my life. And so I'm not so sure that this actually is a coincidence right now telling this story to all of you. I think it could be a little bit of that whole moose coming back and reminding me to be me and to use my wisdom and to share it. So thank you.